With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former Republican Congressman John Campbell of California does not support the Senate immigration bill unveiled Sunday because it would still allow for a certain number of migrants to illegally enter the U.S.
Why are we allowing 1.8 million people to come in before we actually do anything? How about zero? Okay? And all this stuff is about after they come in illegally. How about we don't let them come in illegally?
Campbell was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The Senate expected this week to hold a key test vote on that legislation. King Charles, diagnosed with a form of cancer and has begun treatment less than 18 months into his reign. The 75-year-old monarch will suspend public duties but will continue with state business. Also at SRNnews.com, among Donald Trump's legal cases, perhaps his most important, goes before the Supreme Court this week.
On Thursday in Washington, the nation's highest court hears arguments over whether Trump can remain on the ballot in Colorado, where the state's Supreme Court ruled the Republican frontrunner had violated a constitutional provision. In September of 2022, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics succeeded in a legal test challenge against a county commissioner in New Mexico who was convicted of illegally entering the Capitol. The state of Maine has also barred Trump from the ballot under Section 3. That decision and Colorado's are on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court rules. Reaction from Trump supporters has been furious. Trump himself has decried them as election interference and anti-democratic. Jennifer King, Washington.
In Pontiac, a Michigan jury deliberating in a trial against a school shooter's mother, who could go to prison if convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four students in 2021. Jennifer Crumley is charged with involuntary manslaughter. The Dow is down 205 points, the NASDAQ losing 32. This is SRN News. Americans rate the country's institutions.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians on the tiny African island nation of Comoros. The hardline Islamic president has been reelected, promising more persecution for believers. International Christian Concern says religious freedom in Comoros is close to nothing. The constitution there mandates that Islam is the state religion and citizens must behave in line with the principles of Sunni Islam. This is SRN News. Oklahoma's oldest Native American school is nearing the brink of closure.
Officials say poor financial decisions and inconsistent leadership threaten what was once a haven for indigenous academics. There are no students this semester at Baycone College in Muskogee. Spring courses suspended after a lawsuit crippled the school's finances. The property has been put up for sale twice to settle its debts, most recently in December, but both auctions were called off. Litigation is pending, and it's unclear what may happen next. Jason Walker reporting.
The Democratic mayor of San Francisco pushing a March 5th ballot measure. It would require single adults on welfare be screened and treated for illegal drug addiction, or else lose cash assistance. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.